Our first story is not just about people who help animals in need, but also about pets who help other animals by becoming volunteer blood donors. Pam White tells us about the work being done right here in Tucson at the Southern Arizona Animal Blood Bank.
I was never aware of it either. It never occurred to me.
We were not even aware that they had this kind of stuff.
When we think of blood transfusions, we usually don't think of dogs and cats, but they need blood just as much as we do when they're badly hurt or sick. Until recently, vets in Tucson had to rely on blood from out of state.
Typically, you have to wait either 12 to 24 hours to get blood products shipped in from another blood bank.
Kira Staggs is head of the Animal Blood Bank, which opened its doors last winter. It's part of the Southern Arizona Veterinary Specialty and Emergency Center.
It is my dream job.
At least a few animals a week need a blood transfusion. Without them, they wouldn't survive.
We've been extremely busy. We service all of the veterinarians in the area. I mean, between having the specialists, the oncology department, and our internal medicine department, I mean, we've gone through, you know, in just a couple of months, quite a bit of blood.
Oh, you're a good boy.
Before a dog can donate, first they must be screened. Their blood is checked for parasites and other problems. Kira also determines if the dog or cat wants to be a donor.
It's not up to the owners at all. They could really want them to participate in the program, but if they're fearful or they're, you know, extremely submissive, they need to be wagging their tail and happy. They need to be able to accept the energy that goes on in a busy animal hospital.
Lucy Whitney is hoping the family dog Neo will be a good donor.
My son Andy was stationed in Iraq, and he learned that his dog Chaco was very ill. He had lymphoma, and he was being treated here at the clinic. But unfortunately, he passed away 2 months before Andy came home. So when he did come home, he told me that the dogs could be blood donors, which it never occurred to me.
Today, Cayman is here to give blood. Kira says she only allows animals to donate for 4 or 5 years. She works with about 20 dogs, all of them volunteers.
The process takes altogether about 10 minutes. And they lay down, and I draw from dogs about a half a liter of blood. It's almost the same as with people. And then they get a little sub-Q fluids, which is their juice after they donate, and a can of dog food.
At least 40% of her dogs are pit bulls, which she says are very stoic. But all her volunteers, she says, are exceptional.
They have so much heart. Maybe they don't understand or know what's going on as far as what they're doing, but the way they behave with the procedure and how they do it, you know, it just makes me feel like somehow or another they know that they're doing something really, really good.
As with humans, dogs and cats have different blood types that must be matched. Also, animal blood, like human blood, is separated into two products, the plasma and the red blood cells. This $40,000 centrifuge does the job. Frozen plasma can last about a year, red blood cells a little over a month.
One unit can save up to 4 animals. And it's just amazing to me that, you know, from one dog you can change 4 lives.
Deborah and Jim Munson know firsthand how critical the blood bank is. The Munsons travel back and forth from Sierra Vista so that Annie, their silky terrier, can be treated for cancer.
She was like lifeless. We thought we were going to lose her.
Although it wasn't caused by chemotherapy, after Annie's first treatment, she became anemic. And it was so bad, she almost didn't make it.
And they did the transfusion, and it took 9 hours for them to do it because it has to be done real slow. And then we came to pick her up. It was like 9:30 at night when they were finished, and we picked her up, and she was her old self. She was wagging her tail. She was just like being her old self. And
Kira recruits volunteers through word of mouth and lectures. The blood bank also gives incentives to pet owners by offering free checkups and a $20 credit for future services. But most of the volunteers bring their dogs in because they know they're providing an indispensable service.
I rely on a lot of the members of the community just to come in and bring their family members, you know, dogs and their cats. And it's amazing how open they are and how willing they are to come in and have their animals participate and be lifesavers.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Pam White.